Australia's spy chief says one of the two alleged shooters of the mass Bondi shooting on Sunday is known to Australia's intelligence authority. 16 people are dead and many others injured in the incident, including two police officers. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says the shooting was a terrorist incident. The police deployed the rescue bomb disposal unit after finding a vehicle believed to contain several improvised explosive devices. The head of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, ASIO, Mike Burgess, said one of the individuals believed to be responsible is known to the agency and to police.
So it's too early to give you any more details, Phil, other than to say, like the New South Wales Police, one of these individuals was known to us, but not in an immediate threat perspective, so obviously we need to look into what happened here.
Mr. Burgess says Australia's threat level to terrorism remains probable, but there's no immediate evidence there will be connected attacks in the near future. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese described the attack as an evil act against Australian life.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith. An act of evil anti-Semitism, terrorism, that has struck the heart of our nation. An attack on Jewish Australians is an attack on every Australian.